Hey, for the purpose of education, critiquing, and review, it's time to get your nerd on music news for August 17th. Now, yeah, I've taken a few weeks off because I just felt like it was the right thing to do with all the hurricane information. But realizing that I should have kept on going because I know there's a lot of service people overseas who do listen to the podcast, give it their little link back to the US of A. But anyway, so getting into this, I'm WC Chronicles, your host, and this is your Get Your Music On Nerd News. Michael Jackson, coming out on September 29th, there's a new collection, not actually a new collection, but just to kind of reassemble the old stuff, is a 14-track disc of a bunch of his hits. It's called Scream, which I think is kind of a bizarre title, being that they already had the title of the song, but I guess the title track, album, whatever. 14 tracks kind of bring a bunch of Halloween themed stuff together that haven't been ever been in one place, and kind of some gems in there. Track one, This Place Hotel, aka Heartbreak Hotel by the Jacksons, Thriller, Blood on the Dance Floor, Somebody's Watching Me, Rockwell, which this is the track from the 80s, which Michael Jackson sang backup on, which actually it's kind of a more of a duet. Then Dirty Diana, Torture by the Jacksons, their 1984 Victory album, Leave Me Alone, Scream, kind of the title track, which brings Michael Jackson and his sister Janet Jackson together, always like that song, Dangerous, Unbreakable, Escape, Threatened, Ghost. And then the 14th track is a bonus track that they've put together called Blood on the Dance Floor X Dangerous, which is mixed up by the White Panda Mashup. Now, this is a mixture of exactly five songs that they're mixing together, and those five songs are, it's basically it is five songs put together that make up the track, and we're going to play them, play it for you right now, and then see if you can guess what they are, because I'll tell you what they are.
Don't you pretend we didn't talk on the phone. My baby
All right, so that's the bonus track that's coming out, Blood on the Dance Floor, X Dangerous, the White Panda mashup. And if you couldn't figure out what the songs were that are in there that make up that mashup, it's Blood on the Dance Floor, Into Dangerous, then This Place Hotel, Leave Me Alone, and Is It Scary? Now, the CD is coming with a lot of extra little bonuses, a little, you know, something they call our argumentative or argumented reality, and a poster for the September 29th release. But I think the just because you're a record executive doesn't mean you really know much what's going on, because you kind of missed the boat on this one, because you could have put a few extra bonus tracks on there. One that I would have liked to have seen that I think kind of fits in with this would have been good, because it's kind of a Halloween thing, is the 1993 Eddie Murphy song, What's Up With You, but featured Michael Jackson. Looking it up, they had about maybe 10, half a dozen or a dozen remixes of this. They should have thrown one of these in. I think it would have been cool. So taken from what would have been the 12-inch promo of this, here's Eddie Murphy and Michael Jackson doing what they call, spelled with a K, the club mix full, doing What's Up With You, 17 minutes and 15 seconds long. I think this would have been a good addition in the set.
Man is not creation, man is nothing else, though.
All right, so there you have it. Eddie Murphy, Michael Jackson, What's Up With You? 11 remixes is what I count, roughly. That track comes from the 12-inch promo, a 12-inch single, a CD promo. I would have liked, think they should have had put that in that collection. I mean, come on, you guys are just sitting on this. Why keeping it a big secret? Share it. That's what it's there for. So I think another good track would have been, I mean, you got the Michael Jackson Scream, which is from Michael Jackson and his sister Janet Jackson. I can't even begin to count the remixes on this one, but they did put out in that year that it came out, which was 1995, they should have put out this one on the collection. Buried, the very last vinyl track on a double 2 12-inch promo vinyl, track D4. That's what they call Scream, the naughty a cappella. And it almost sounds like an isolated vocal recording track, because we know we like these on the Nerdlings podcast. So, because it just gives you a whole different view, and you can actually, I'm going to say it, you can hear the lyrics and the words. Makes you understand it a little bit more. So here's Michael and Janet Jackson doing their Scream naughty cappella, which is basically this.
Stop.
All right, from at least a nerdling standpoint, I think those tracks should have been on the Scream collection. Scream, Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, the Naughty Capella, coming from a vinyl buried in history. Come on, record executives, think. What are you sitting on all this stuff for? Coming to you from out of the Mabel's Doomsday Vault and Archives. Have a good week.